It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, October 26th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. It's launch day for Microsoft's radical new operating system, Windows 8. More about the company's challenge to pull in software developers in a moment. After we consider a different kind of immersive experience, the movies. The big sci-fi film Cloud Atlas opens this weekend. Many have already watched a sizable chunk of it, 7 minutes worth, not through illegal downloads, mind you, but with the help of a sprawling official trailer released online. It's part of a growing strategy in the movie biz: use every technology possible to hype a film. Forrest Wickman helps write a feature at Slate Magazine called The Trailer Critic.
Now you have the stills and the set photos, the trailer for a trailer, then the trailer. There's trailers with commentary, which is not something you would have ever gotten in the theater.
Ryan Johnson directed one of my favorite movies, Brick. He's made a director's commentary for his new film, Looper, that you download into your mobile device so you can listen to him while you're watching his movie in the theater.
Technology and social media gives me the ability to be that annoying guy who's talking behind you the whole time in the theater. I know. I would be horrified if anyone did this the first time they went to see it.
But it's clear, Ryan, that you're trying to establish some sort of special connection with some members of your audience.
I mean, that's something that for a while now I've really enjoyed doing. Like, even when I made my first film, Brick, I created a message board on my website and just people could come and ask me questions about the movie. And now I'm answering a lot of questions on Twitter. So, yeah, I don't know. It's something that I've just always enjoyed, even before I had movies that people were going to see and wanting to talk about. And so this kind of feels like a natural extension of that, I guess.
Any worry that somehow people know too much about a film before they go in?
No, it's something I really worry about. I mean, I actually tried to use social media a little bit to negate that. When the first trailer came out for Looper on Twitter, I said, look, if you're planning on seeing the movie, don't see any of the trailers. When they asked me questions on Twitter, the bigger question for me is whether I engage with that, how much I discuss it. Is that something the filmmaker should be doing, answering questions about it directly, or does that kind of destroy the discussion about it? I don't know. It's something I'm still figuring out.
You can find a link to Johnson's Looper commentary and hear my full interview with the director at marketplacetech.org. It's Windows 8 Day 1, but where are all the apps, the programs that make Apple and Android devices so useful and amusing? Windows 8 is starting with a few thousand. Compare that to a 250,000 available for Apple. We caught up with Frank Gillette of Forrester Research at the big kickoff event in New York.
Even though, you know, you could argue that the market here is 400 million PCs in the first year, that's not the question. The question is, how many people are actually going to open their wallets and start buying Windows 8 apps or just running the old apps from their old PC in the desktop mode?
Developers are everything when it comes to birthing a new platform.
Al Hilwa directs IDC's app development research. He says app builders have to come to grips with the Windows 8 philosophy.
The linchpin sort of its strategy is to bring all those developers that have historically written a lot of PC apps and kind of turn them into mobile developers over time.
What Microsoft could sure use is an app that everybody is dying for that is only on Windows 8. That did happen with a few apps for Apple's iOS. Wes Miller is at the consultancy Directions on Microsoft.
Angry Birds, you know, its real success was on iOS, and a lot of people, for whether this says something about humanity or not, a lot of people went out and picked up an iOS device to play things like Angry Birds.
Angry Birds is one thing. What Microsoft is worried about first is angry customers who might be rattled by all the changes in Windows 8. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.